in the process of choosing colleges, I was between two, it was UGA and somewhere else. And in the back of my mind, I was like, I really don't know if I'm going to be able to eat things at UGA. Like, I'm kind of worried.
Anna Jacobson, a junior at the University of Georgia, is diagnosed with celiac disease, an immune disorder triggered by eating gluten. When visiting the University of Georgia for the first time with her mother, the pair tried a restaurant downtown. Jacobson, whose celiac disease is so severe that cross-contamination can create an allergic reaction, informed the waitress of her condition, leaving the server confused. Jacobson, who was diagnosed in the fifth grade, said this was not the first time she experienced someone not understanding her condition.
Like, whenever I go to any sort of events, like, it's always kind of, like, feeling slightly like a burden on people.
As a child and teenager, Jacobson described not initially grasping the social aspect of food.
At the time, I didn't realize how much food kind of was a social thing. So, like, at lunch, when everyone would be, like, sharing their food or, like, hey, can I have some of your stuff and some of this stuff? It was, like, a whole, it was, like, a whole trade thing going on at the lunch table. And I would just be, like, kind of exempt from it. And, no one really knew why at first, but then, like, it got brought up. I was like, yeah, like, I'm allergic to it.
Despite her initial hesitation about UGA, Jacobson started in the fall of 2021 and quickly learned about the gluten-free pantry in Bolton Dining Commons.
I'd go in there and I would know that, like, my stuff would be safe and secure. So, honestly, I never got sick eating at the dining halls. Like, the dining halls was great. Like, it was phenomenal.
After being on the UGA meal plan for 2 years, Jacobson now lives in an apartment off campus where she frequently cooks for herself or will go out to eat with friends. While she is comfortable with her diagnosis, she still says it is easier to reject food in public settings rather than explain why she cannot have it.
Oftentimes when people offer me food that has gluten in it, I really just say no thank you, because it's just so much easier than having to explain the whole thing to them.